Here is the complete script. A software agent books a flight, then it rents a car, then it buys $200 worth of API credits to complete the task it was assigned. No human saw any of those transactions. No one approved them. The agent just did it, with its own wallet, its own payment identity, its own access to real money. That happened. And here is the question nobody is asking loudly enough. Who is responsible when it goes wrong? Welcome back to Human in the Loop. I'm Morgan Reeves. Today, we're going deep on Stripe's bet that the future of commerce isn't human to business, it's agent to business. And they're building the rails before anyone else has even read the map. This matters right now because agentic AI has crossed from buzzword into infrastructure conversation, and someone just poured the first concrete. Let's set the scene. For most of payments history, the mental model has been simple. A person has money. A person wants a thing. A person authorizes a transaction. The entire architecture of modern payments, from PCI compliance to fraud detection to chargeback rules, was designed around that human in the middle. The human as the ultimate decision maker. The human as the legal entity who said yes. Stripe understood this better than almost anyone. Founded in 2010 by Patrick Collison and his brother John, Stripe spent over a decade becoming the invisible backbone of the internet economy. Today, they process roughly $1 trillion in payments annually. That number is worth sitting with for a second. $1 trillion. That gives Stripe a vantage point on transaction behavior that almost no other company on earth can claim. Their current valuation sits at approximately $70 billion, which means any product that materially expands or threatens their core thesis moves serious investor money. Now, enter Link. Stripe's Link product has existed for a while as a consumer wallet, a way for shoppers to store payment credentials and check out faster across Stripe-powered merchants. Useful, uncontroversial, a checkout optimization tool. What Stripe announced changes the category entirely. Link is now being extended to AI agents, non-human software actors that can initiate, authorize, and complete financial transactions autonomously, without a human clicking confirm, without a human in the approval chain at all. The agent gets a payment identity. The agent gets spending power. The agent goes to work. Patrick Collison framed it as, and I'm quoting directly here, laying the rails for a seamless and secure experience that will enable businesses to unlock new growth opportunities. That's careful language. Notice what he didn't say. He didn't say safely. He said seamlessly. Why is this happening now specifically? Because the rest of the technology stack finally caught up to make autonomous agents viable enough to take seriously. Earlier this year, every major AI lab shipped some version of an agent framework. OpenAI, Anthropic, Google. They all made the same bet simultaneously. The next phase of AI isn't a chatbot answering questions. It's a software entity executing multi-step tasks over time. Booking, buying, negotiating, fulfilling. McKinsey projects the agentic AI market alone reaching $47 billion by 2030, with payments identified as the single most critical unlock in that entire stack. You can have the smartest agent in the world, but if it can't pay for things, it can't actually do most of the things that matter. Stripe saw that unlock and moved first. Let's steel man the bull case because it's genuinely compelling and I don't want to dismiss it. The core argument is this: autonomous agents are going to spend money. That is simply true. The only question is whose infrastructure they spend it through. If you believe, and many serious people do, that we are heading toward an economy where software agents handle a meaningful percentage of B2B procurement, logistics, SaaS purchasing, and service execution, then the company that owns the payment identity layer for those agents owns something extraordinary. Not just transaction fees, those compound quickly, at scale. More importantly, they own the trust layer. They own the verification. They own the fraud stack. That is an extraordinarily defensible moat, and it compounds with every agent that gets onboarded. The Grandview research numbers on agentic AI market size, running up toward nearly $15 trillion by 2028 at a growth rate approaching 40% annually, suggest this isn't a niche vertical. This is a restructuring of how commercial activity happens. And Stripe, by moving now, is doing something strategically brilliant. They are defining the problem in a way that puts them at the center before any competitor has even framed the question. Visa hasn't done this. MasterCard hasn't done this. PayPal certainly hasn't done this. At the infrastructure level, Stripe gets to write the norms. The Goldman Sachs read on this is bullish for exactly that reason. First mover advantage in payments infrastructure tends to be extraordinarily sticky. Once your agent's payment identity lives inside a particular rail system, switching costs are high and integration depth grows over time. Now, here's what they're not telling you. The bear case isn't just about fraud risk in the abstract. It's about a specific and brutal structural problem that every enterprise legal team is going to hit the moment they try to actually deploy this in production. Here's the question. When an AI agent with a Link wallet makes a purchase that turns out to be fraudulent, unauthorized, or simply wrong, who owns that liability? The enterprise that deployed the agent. The vendor who built the agent framework? Stripe. Whose wallet executed the transaction? In traditional payments, this question has clear legal answers built up over decades of consumer protection law, chargeback regulation, and commercial code. Those answers assume a human authorized the transaction. They assume a human made the decision. Strip out the human, and you strip out the legal architecture that makes the whole system work. Morgan Stanley noted precisely this. The regulatory landscape is still evolving, which is analysts speak for nobody knows. And your lawyers should be scared. The potential conflicts with existing consumer protection regulations alone are significant. The Bank Secrecy Act, anti-money laundering requirements, know your customer frameworks, all of these were designed with human account holders in mind. An AI agent is not a person. It cannot be KYC'd in any traditional sense. It cannot be held accountable in any legal sense. And the fraud vector is not theoretical. If a single compromised AI agent can execute transactions autonomously at machine speed, the blast radius of a breach is not a few unauthorized charges you catch in your monthly statement. It's potentially millions of dollars moving in milliseconds before any human-in-the-loop system can respond. The risk profile is categorically different from anything in existing fraud frameworks. Now, let me give you the historical analogy, because this moment has happened before. And it's instructive. Think about the early days of high-frequency trading. In the late 1990s and early 2000s, exchanges began allowing algorithmic trading systems to execute buy and sell orders without human approval on individual trades. The bull case was efficiency, liquidity, tighter spreads. It was largely correct. The bear case was systemic instability from non-human actors moving faster than any human oversight could track. That was also correct. We got both. We got the efficiency gains, and we got the flash crash of 2010. $830 billion in market value, temporarily evaporating in about 35 minutes, because automated systems cascaded in ways nobody fully anticipated. The regulatory response took years and is still, frankly, incomplete. The parallel to autonomous agent payments is almost uncomfortably precise. The efficiency gains are real. The systemic risk from non-human actors moving faster than human oversight is real. And the regulatory response will lag the technology by years. Stripe is not wrong to build this, but anyone who tells you it's ready for enterprise deployment at scale without serious guardrails is glossing over the flash crash chapter of the story. So what does this actually mean for you, the knowledge worker? The manager, the founder who is listening right now trying to figure out what to do with this information. Let me be concrete, because watch this space is not advice. If you are a founder building anything in the automation or agentic AI space, the Stripe announcement is your permission slip to put payments on your product roadmap. Seriously, not as an afterthought, as a core capability. The enterprises that will pay for your product in 2 or 3 years are going to expect their agents to be able to transact. If your agent orchestration layer can't connect to a payment identity, you will lose deals to someone who can. Start exploring the Stripe developer documentation for Link. Now, understand the architecture, understand where the guardrails currently exist in the API, because they do exist. Stripe is not shipping this without spending controls and authorization scopes. That is the moat building layer you need to understand before your first enterprise prospect asks about it. If you are a manager or department head at an enterprise, the move you need to make right now is not to deploy autonomous payment agents. The move you need to make is to start the internal conversation about governance before the technology lands on your doorstep fully formed. That means getting your legal, finance, and IT security people in a room together and asking a simple question: what is our policy on AI-initiated expenditure, and what are our approval thresholds? Companies that figure this out now will be able to move quickly when the technology matures. Companies that wait will face a panicked, reactive governance scramble when some overzealous pilot program buys the wrong thing and someone has to explain it to the board. If you are a knowledge worker whose job involves procurement, vendor management, accounts payable, or any of the dozens of roles built around authorizing and tracking business expenditure, I want to be direct with you. This is your field, and it is about to change faster than most people in those roles are acknowledging. That does not mean your job disappears next quarter. It means the shape of your job is going to shift from executing approvals to governing the systems that execute approvals. The skill that matters is being able to design, audit, and override AI spending behavior, not to approve individual transactions, but to set intelligent rules for when agents can act and when they must escalate. That is a real and valuable skill. Start acquiring it deliberately. Look at how companies are implementing spend management software today, because the mental models are similar, even if the actors are different. For everyone, the smartest professionals I talk to who are watching this closely are doing one specific thing. They are mapping their own workflows to identify which decisions in their work are high frequency and low stakes, because those are the decisions that will route through agent wallets first. High frequency, low stakes purchasing, SaaS subscriptions, API credits, routine office procurement, travel booking within policy. That is where autonomous payment agents will earn enterprise trust. They will start there, perform well, and the authorization ceiling will rise over time. Understanding where you sit in that progression gives you time to adapt rather than react. And now, back to the question I left you with at the top. When the agent books the flight, rents the car, spends the API credits, and something goes wrong, who is responsible? Right now, the honest answer is, we don't fully know. The law doesn't know. Stripe's terms of service have some answers. Your enterprise contract may have some answers, but the clean, settled, legally tested answer does not yet exist. That is not a reason to dismiss what Stripe has built. It is a reason to be the person in your organization who is asking that question out loud, building the policy before the incident, and making sure that when your company's agent does transact autonomously, someone, a human, someone, has made a deliberate choice about the guardrails. That human in the loop might look different. It might operate at the policy level rather than the transaction level, but it needs to be there. Here is where we land. Stripe has done something genuinely significant. Not because autonomous agent payments are ready for mass enterprise deployment today, but because they have forced every other player in the payments industry to respond to a question they weren't asking yet. The regulatory and liability frameworks will take years to catch up, and the companies that thrive in that gap will be the ones who built governance muscles early rather than waiting for the rules to arrive. My prediction: within 36 months, every major enterprise software platform will have an agent payment policy, and the consultants who helped write those policies early will have more work than they can handle. That's Human in the Loop for today. I'm Morgan Reeves. Stay curious. Stay adaptable.